congratulations. What a ball game in all three phases of tonight's game.
Our kids played well. I mean, you know, with all the injuries and adversity we faced this week, you know, that they come out in replacements, you know, did a super job. I mean, you know, Jarrett Jurgens, I mean, man, he played a heck of an outside backer, ran the ball well, had some other guys step in. So, you know, like you said, an all-around great game. Now, I just don't want to single out Jarrett, but, you know, at the same time, he's just one of the guys that pops to mind real quick for filling in. Now, our offensive line, defensive line, they did a tremendous job. Linebackers, you know, if people don't recruit Cooper, they're not very intelligent. You know, so I'm you know, real happy with our guys right now.
Well, yeah, you mentioned Cooper. What a night he had, both sides of the ball. 27 carries, 171 yards, and two touchdowns. He carried the ball about 14 times there in that second, or 15 times, but you mentioned Jurgens stepped in a big role. 9 carries, 76 yards. But, boy, this offensive line just continues to mature in the right direction week by week.
They are. I mean, you know, give Coach Turner, Coach Frank, Coach Burnett a lot of credit. You know, they're coming out and working hard. I mean, they, you know, they get singled out only when they make a mistake, you know, and that's not fair to them. But, you know, it's kind of the thing about being an O-lineman. But, you know, we'll make sure what we mention them in the paper next week. You know, they did a tremendous job. They're, you know, they close holes. Our backs blocked for each other. You know, for the fullback, you know, we've always ran the fullback against Ulysses. You know, for a fullback to run well, our wingbacks have to block really well. You know, so it's you know, definitely a team effort. And, you know, because if you look out there, you got about 85 black jerseys compared to about 36, 37 white jerseys tonight. So, you know, it's a numbers game where, you know, our kids stepped up and, you know, played really hard and well.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here tonight. Beavers winning at 35-0 in the league championship. And, you know, knew it was going to be a big challenge facing Ian Rutsig. You guys shut him down 33 yards unofficially on 15 carries and hold him out of the end zone for the second straight year facing him.
Wow, that's, you know, incredible as far as, you know, what the defense did. I would have swore he carried it more than 15 times, though. I mean, you know, we couldn't figure a way not to kick it to him in a kickoff. I mean, it's like, holy cow, how do you not kick it to the, you know, one of the best players in the state? But, you know, we figured out a way to get it to him in the open field. But, you know, we had some guys that made saving tackles on the kickoff also. So, you know, like I said, you know, kickoff team, they play well. You know, let Trey kick that one deep at the end. And, you know, Rezek wasn't in at that time, thank goodness, because he would have caught that one too. But, you know, there's a lot of kids that played really well. It'd be nice if, you know, we could have, you know, our film on our cable network and point out the different plays where somebody made an outstanding play.
Well, a nice win, a road win, a league championship win. You guys won the league title, I believe it's now seven times that last 8 years going back to the mid-state days. And, I mean, that's what a phenomenal accomplishment here for the Beavers.
Well, goal number one, of course, is to win the first game. You know, and after goal number one, you know, goal number two is to win league. And then after you win league, it's forget about league. It's over. It's gone. And let's get ready for the second part of the season, which is the playoffs. And, you know, those come up next week. And what we can't afford to do is take a step backwards. And, you know, we need to heal some people up. You know, we're going to have some tired, you know, bodies. You know, there's no school Monday with, you know, with the in-service, you know, so our guys, their reward is to get a chance to sleep in Monday morning instead of being up at Fieldhouse at 6:15. And tell them, don't just think this is the end of it, though. I mean, it's time to build on this because our guys did a really good job tonight.
Well, a big win for Scott City, and it's Southwestern Heights at home next Friday night. Mustangs, three wins on the year coming into next week's game. And I won't even ask you about them because I'm sure you probably don't know much about them, but a win improvement from last year.
Man, I haven't even seen them on film yet. I mean, everybody else, you know, usually, you know, I lie to you just a little bit. I do check and see if we got their film, and I haven't even checked and seen if we got their film yet. And it's not because we're overlooking them. It's just, man, I Coach Turner and I and, you know, the rest of the coaching staff and the kids, I mean, we've seen so much Ulysses tape. And we watched every game from 12 to 13, 14, you know, as far as Scott City Ulysses, you know, going back, trying to dig up little things that could help us. You know, then watch all their games this year except for probably the Liberal game. So, I mean, watch four of their games and, you know, about had the tape memorized, you know, as far as, you know, way, watch the play 67, you know, watch the right guard, see what he does. I mean, we could tell you that. And our guys bought in, and when they buy in and they kind of know what's going to go on, you know, it sure makes it a lot easier for them. They play a lot faster. And that's the key to prep is, you know, doing your homework so when something happens, you're expecting it to happen instead of, oh, man, here he comes.
Well, a big win tonight, 35-0. Scott City League champions here as they get the big shutout win over Ulysses, their first since 2009. Coach, we really appreciate you joining us here post-game. Congratulations, enjoy it, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds super. Thanks, Adam.